Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan. I'm here with you on today on this wonderful radio station through the Internet. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Kingdom Builders broadcast on this station. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today. Amen. And I'm going to get right into the message today because I have a 15-minute window here. I have an engagement that is pressing to come up, but I wanted to share the Word of God, and I promise that I will conclude this and bring the rest of it on next week. I want you to tune in for that. Amen. For those of you who are listening around, we are having a special service on Sunday the 24th, last Sunday this month, here in Cordial, Georgia, at the Order Lines, and we would very much appreciate those of you that can make it to make it. Glory to God. We've got people coming from everywhere, and we'd love to have you there. I'd love to see some of my Blog Talk participants being there. It's going to be May the 24th, last Sunday this month, at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. at the Order Lines on 17th and 1st Street, 17th Avenue here in Cordial, Georgia. Amen. And for those of you, our mailing address is P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia. Now, we want to get into this message concerning vexation. Now, we got into it once before, and I think it is a very, very good subject to get into, and we're going to be talking on various things here concerning this. And we're going to go to the second book of Kings, the fifth chapter. And would that you follow me, if you could, and those of you who are watching by Internet, it would be very good if you would get on the phone and call a neighbor, a friend, or somebody that you know that, amen, may need this. Glory to God. I know that one thing is for certain, that this radio broadcast is not something that is taken for granted, and I believe God has a lot of you in mind when he allowed me to be able to come on these airways. So the word is going to be for you. It's going to answer somebody's prayer. So take a good listen. Get your pencil and paper, jot down what you need to, questions that you may want to send me. We'd love to have it, prayer request. Please do it. We are here for you. Second Kings, the fifth chapter, and we're going to be talking about vexation of spirits. We talked about it in Ecclesiastes on one time before, and it was the wisest man that ever lived at that time, which noted me, which gave me, aroused my curiosity concerning what he said, because he was wise. And in life, majority of life is full of vexations. Vexations basically is something that will disturb our spirit, something that will defy expectation, that may not go according to as we expect it to go along with, amen, and it will cause a sour taste in our mouth, so to speak. We understand Satan is the author of all of this, because if he can vex your spirit, he can cause you, amen, to either lose out with God or delay the blessings that God has for you. Now, I choose to believe that he can delay, amen, the blessings, but he cannot stop them if you believe and trust in God. And sometimes we are taken unaware by surprise in our attitudes, in our anger, amen, in our irritation, in our hatred, in all that we speak sometimes with an erroneous attitude or voice, amen. As Solomon also said, a soft answer turns away wrath. Glory to God, and so we must understand that. So we're going to talk about somebody who was vexed here and nearly lost out on their miracle because they allowed the enemy to vex their spirit. Glory to God. We don't want you to do that. 2 Kings 5, and I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse, okay? And it says this. Let's just pray first. I think I feel led to pray. Father, thank you for those who are listening to this radio broadcast. Thank you for those who are in tune every week, oh God, at this time, to hear you speak to their hearts. I just appreciate you using me in this area, oh God, in which you have called and anointed me in to bring forth a right now word. thank you right now for these people, and I know that they are going to be blessed concerning what you are going to relate to them today by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the eighth verse says, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Amen. That he shall know. Now, we're talking about Naaman here. Naaman is struck with leprosy, and Naaman is going about trying to find a healing for his leprosy because it was a deadly disease that in that time there was no known cure. And Naaman was a devout man. He was a great man. He was a man of wealth. He was a man of position, which is always what I say. There are times, and God will allow this to happen to you. I don't care who you are. There are going to be multiple times in your life you are going to need something that money cannot buy. You are going to need something so great, and it's going to be so important. Glory to God. And it's going to be so, how can I say it? I can't even find the words. Amen. But it's going to be something that you're going to need that money cannot buy. Glory to God. Be it a healing of your body, be it a healing of your spirit. There's always going to be a time when you're going to have to call on God. Amen. Some people, the Bible says in Revelations, will never call on him. But that doesn't mean that they don't need him. Because you don't call on him doesn't mean you don't need him. Glory to God. But Naaman was a great man. He had wealth. He had money. He could buy anything he wanted to buy. Amen. He was known in the city and around the country. He was a man of integrity. He knew, amen, the authority that was given to him. He was a man of authority, but he was plagued with something that all these attributes that he had and these accolades that was placed upon him and these positions that he was in could not cure. He was struck with leprosy. Now, something caused him to have that leprosy. Amen. Something, I believe, caused him to have that leprosy. And a lot of times, and if I read the scriptures correctly, there are different things that can cause it, but I believe in Naaman's position, his arrogance caused him to be struck with a disease by God that was incurable, because God wanted to let him know, you need me, and I'm the one that blessed you with what you have. Amen. We have to know that we need God. Amen. Now, we read here that he has went to the king. The king can do anything, and they sent letters. And so now here is Elisha, the prophet of God. Elisha, the prophet of God, says, he says, amen, he heard about what had happened at Naaman. And then he says, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? You don't have to go in a tizzy. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to worry. Amen. He says, let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Amen. God is saying, now I am going to prove my servant. Amen. Amen. Oh, God Almighty. God is going to prove who belongs to him. Everybody is getting the title. Everybody is getting the church. Everybody is getting positions. But I'm here to tell you, God is such an intelligent God that he is going to prove who actually belongs to him, who he is actually using, who he has placed an anointing upon. Amen. Because the day is coming and it's already here that we cannot go around saying what God has done, what God has called us to do when he has not done that. Amen. God is not going to allow his name nor his reputation to be tarnished in the earth. Glory to God, by people who have a desire and an ego. God's not going to do that, glory to God. And this is why stay where you are. Stay in your place. Know your place. Know where your anointing lies. If you don't know where it lies, just stay where you are. God's going to cause it to manifest in some way. One of his prophets, one of his anointed is going to see what he has placed in you, and they're going to recognize it and bring you to the forefront. This is what happened to so many other anointed pastors before. So you don't have to push yourself. You don't have to prompt yourself. And don't allow the enemy to vex you with an egotistical mind of wanting to do something and cause you to think that God has called you to be there by dream, just because you dream something or just because somebody told you something. When God gets ready to manifest the anointing that he has in you, he is going to bring it forth without you having to push it or press it. People are going to see what God is doing in your life. I'm talking to somebody that's listening to me right now. Amen. God's going to see it. You don't have to push it. You don't have to press it. Amen. One thing I refuse to do, amen, it's been all the while, I refuse to ask people, glory to God, to allow me to come into their church to preach or teach, because if you don't see that I have something to help you with, then I really can't. You must wait until God opens the door. Amen. There may be times when I may talk to a lot of people, but I don't go around sending letters out. I don't go around calling on the phone asking people to let me come into their church to preach, because if you've heard me preach, amen, I should be able to be a blessing to your congregation because of what you've heard, and you will call. And if you do not call, then that either means that you do not desire my ministry, or, amen, you don't know it at the time, or it is not time for you to, one of the three. But when the time is come, it's going to happen. Elisha said, let Naaman come to me so that I can prove that there is a God, amen, and that I can prove that he is working through me. Amen. I want to say this. There's also going to be a time when what you need, amen, you got to go to the right people to get it. It's going to be a time when you just can't find somebody with a preacher title on their name. Amen. You can't find, you just can't go to somebody with a collar crown backwards. You have got to go to the person God has assigned for you to go to get the miracle that you are looking for. And 9 times out of 10, Satan is interrupting you and fighting a lot of people because he's pulling you because he don't want you to be delivered. Don't want you to be healed, don't want you to be set free, don't want you to have a revelation of word of direction, don't want you to have a rhema word, and he will fight tooth and nail to get you to go to the wrong places, to the wrong people, and as long as you're in church in the wrong place with the wrong people, he's satisfied. He doesn't fight you. But as soon as the right person come into play, amen, then he will find all kind of accusations to vex your spirit concerning that particular person that you do not go to. Normally, the people that you stray away from, normally, the people that you have cursed, the people that you have ridiculed, the people, glory to God, that the enemy is pulling you away from, those are the people that God has your anointing in. Why do you think he fights you so hard from these people? Glory to God. We got to wake up, church. We got to wake up. Time is getting short. We got to redeem the time. We've got to come into teaching. We got to come into understanding God's way. Out of all thy getting, let us get understanding. Glory to God. We have to do this if we're going to survive, if we're going to receive the blessing that God has for us. Amen. We can't go by tradition. We can't go by, amen, what grandmother did. And my grandmother, I loved her to death, both of them. One was Primitive Baptist. One was Methodist. I went to both churches. I grew up kind of in both churches. But when I came into what is called a non-denominational Pentecostal realm, my grandmothers didn't get upset with me. They didn't get mad with me. They were elated that I was off the streets in the church doing something for God. And this is the way it is supposed to be. Amen. Me come not growing up in their particular religion, did not vex their spirit. Glory to God. Therefore, I didn't have a fight, and I was free, released to go and do what God has called me to do. He is so great. Look, my time is gone. I've got 10 seconds. We're going to come back on next week, and we're going to finish this. We're going to go through this with a fine tooth comb. Be ready. Be prepared. Next Monday, 6:30, we're going to be here, and we're going to give you the rest of this message that you need to have. Call somebody. Get them prepared for it. God is getting ready to talk to you because you're getting ready to come into your miracle and come into your anointing. P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia. Write me. Let me hear from you. Until next Monday, God bless you and keep you is my prayer.